Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Mobis from Mobis Designs, Tanisha English Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. We focus on marketing, social media, monetization, and website design to help you implement all of these together. This week, Yasmin is here from the Circle of Experts. Yasmin works alongside clients to design a website that's driven by strategy, looks amazing, and that you can actually use to grow your podcast and then in turn your business as well. Yasmin, thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
So, you know, I think we'll, in these next couple of episodes, I love the theme that you're, you know, our first one for this week, and looking at it from the aspect, I think podcasters do need to take a look at what they do with their website and think of it as a business. Think of it as a business. And yes, it's a showcase for what you're doing with creating content, but take it the next step. Even if you're kind of doing it for fun, who says that it can't go to the next level? So, you know, everyone's encouraged, build a website, put a website to your podcast, therefore maybe turning into a business or supplement your business and such like that. So, but you know, creating that website, you have analytics. So we want to talk about using analytics to optimize the website and marketing. And then, and, you know, let's set the stage, you know, for the listeners who might be new to analytics. Let's start with the basic. Why are website analytics and marketing metrics so crucial for, again, small business, quote unquote, podcaster?
Yeah, so analytics really provide an invaluable insight into how your website is, how your website and your marketing is being run, the efforts, and is it really performing? So as an example, if you are running a social media campaign, whether it's organic or paid, you want to see how that's affecting your website traffic, your website, what the users are doing there. Basically, you can track, you want to understand the user behavior, track those conversions, and really identify what's working and what needs some improvement. Essentially, they really empower the data-driven decision-making.
Right. And you're not doing this alone. Obviously, there are tools that are there that you can put into the website for those analytics. How can our listener think about choosing the right tools to track that performance for the website?
Yeah, so it's really about aligning the tools with your specific goals. Google Analytics is a great starting point for website analytics. Social media platforms offer their native insights, and it's really crucial to choose these tools that will align with your marketing channels and objectives. There's others out there such as Search Console, which will help you with tracking keyword research. There's some that are paid, some that are free, but you can usually get a free trial with Semrush, like 7-day free trial if you already have a website, and track what exactly is going on in there. If you can afford Semrush, it's a really nice tool as well that'll give you a comprehensive look at not just what the engagement and followers look like on social, but what your keywords are doing, what your traffic is doing, and how it all blends in together and give you additional insights. But if you're just going for the freebies, I would suggest Google Analytics, Search Console, and then dive into your social platform of choice and look at those analytics as well.
I had read recently that you really shouldn't forget about Bing. What are your thoughts on that? Because you mentioned Google Analytics. You know, we're so U.S. centric that, you know, that it's that, okay, Google is big here. Google is worldwide. It's such, but Bing has its pockets of use elsewhere. Are you seeing Bing kind of being talked about a little bit more?
A little bit. It depends on the client. If we start seeing that a lot of the traffic is coming from different OS platforms, different platforms, operating systems, if we're seeing that the referral traffic is coming from, just really depends on the audience. I would say if you have the time, if you are a Google user, but you have the time, go ahead and check Bing out and see what analytics it can provide. At the very least, such the same thing, Google has Google My Business. You can create the same thing on Bing and just keep track of them. In addition to Bing, if depending on your business, you might also want to track things like Yelp, Angie's List. These are all dependent on what your goals are. So know those goals first and then try to see what these free options are to get statistics and then see what your bandwidth is. So if you're like, I can't go on Yelp every month and check the stats, then you can have a Yelp profile But just keep in mind that at least every quarter you can go in there, check what's going on, and then pop back out.
Good. Yeah. So now small business owners, the podcasters, have their analytics set up, but interpreting data can be a challenge. It is a fire hose of information. What strategy, because I've seen it and kind of going, okay, I just want small stuff here. I don't need to know. You could, it's a rabbit hole, you know, from the stuff I've seen. So what strategies do you recommend for interpreting that data and then turning it into actionable insights? I mean, that's the end goal.
Yeah. So really start by identifying what the KPIs are. And that just means key performance indicators. And this means how are you tracking your goals? So if your goal is to get, for example, 10 new clients, then you break that goal down into action steps. And is that going to 5 networking events per month, meeting with 5 new people, having lunch with them? How, what can you really measure? So KPIs, they're a fancy way of saying goals and goals that can be measured. And then look for trends, anomalies, and patterns. Regularly review that data, and most importantly, connect the data interpretation to strategic decisions. So whether that means tweaking your website design or adjusting your marketing strategy, you could see that perhaps you're spending a ton of time on social media and Facebook barely gets you any people to your podcast or your website. And you see that Instagram is really supporting, or maybe it's TikTok. And so now you can say, you know what, I'll focus on Facebook a little bit, but my key energy will be going towards this other platform that's actually providing a really good performance.
Wow, that sounds like analytics could be a huge time saver over time. You know where your flow is coming from rather than putting all your efforts into one social media platform. As an example, all of a sudden you see Instagram pulling up, then you know, okay, they're there. I have to go play in that field. That's interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Not just time though. It saves you money because if you're going, once you get to a certain level and you want to run paid campaigns, or you're getting a VA or a marketing, or if you hire us and we're your marketing, your fractional marketing department, you want to know exactly, you want to tell us what that history is and say, you know what, in the past, Instagram has been the best growth for us. I'm okay with looking into Facebook again, but this is what's worked. And so somebody like me stepping in and supporting you, it'll just help us, instead of kind of going by trial and error and figuring that out, we already have that historical data and we can hit the ground running so much faster.
Yeah. So those strategic decisions are key. Just as you mentioned, okay, you know, again, whatever choices you make, that's the decision. But how can small business owners use analytics not just for one-time improvements, but also for that continuous optimization for their online presence?
Yeah, so continuous improvement is really about iteration. Regularly reviewing your analytics, set those benchmarks, and experiment with changes. A/B testing, for instance, allows you to test variations and optimize based on the actual user responses. And it's an ongoing process, just like your website, just like your marketing strategy. It's a continual evolution, but really regularly reviewing those analytics will set you up for success.
Gotcha. So could you go a little bit more into that A/B testing? It's thrown out there a lot. Do you have a high level explanation of you know, how that A/B testing works? Because I know it comes. I've seen a lot of examples of it being even testing, seeing different titles for podcast episode. Maybe you know, play. You keep experimenting. Well, what's going to make people follow? Make people play? And there could be some little testing there too. But what is A/B testing overall?
Yeah. So thank you so much for calling me out on my jargon. A/B testing is A/B testing is basically, you take two different items and you test them out. So for example, if you sell apples and you're trying to see which ones will sell more for the same price, you would have red apples and green apples. And then you would see which one sells out, right? And they could be next to each other, but it could be also that they are on different entrances. So you're essentially testing out what sells out. For a website, that could mean, and there's a couple of different ways to do it, and depending on your platform, but that could mean having two different landing pages for a specific sale that you're running. Okay. And the tweaks that you make on that, it could be the copy, it could be the imagery, Maybe one is a really short page, just to the point for that, whatever it is that you're selling. And the other one is a lot longer with more testimonials. And then you can see which one sold more, which one got more conversions, depending on what it was, whether it was a freebie or a paid product. The other one that is email. And that one you can, it's a little bit easier because you can split your audience and say, okay, to this segment, I'm going to send this email. Again, it could be a difference between the images, the copy, whether it's longer or shorter, and the other ones get something different. And then you can see when they opened it, what was the difference? What was the conversion rate? It could also be just a subject line change to split to each of those people. So one has one subject line A, one has subject line B, which one got more opens. And then when you continue to do that, you start finding those gems and you start saying, okay, every time I put an emoji, it gets more opens. So maybe we should start pivoting to adding emojis to the subject line.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up email because that came into my mind too when you were talking about that. I see those options on emails that are the software that I use, no matter what it is, they all always have A-B. And that might be the easiest way to kind of go in and experiment. It's like, oh, now I understand A-B testing. Let's try it with a newsletter that we put together. Because it is very simple to do. It just change the line, see what goes on. You're not going to lose anything in the long run, but it is kind of interesting to see what triggers people to open it sooner or later. Or, you know, that's even if it's, like you said, a simple emoji in there or not, maybe it's that just because it shines a little bit differently in their email list when they get it from you. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So as we wrap up, what practical tips or takeaways can you share with our small business owner or podcaster to make the most of the analytics in their digital journey?
Yeah. So don't be afraid of looking at the numbers. I know some of my clients, they say when we're onboarding them, they say, we only get 50 views per month. It's not enough for us to do anything with that data. And it's probably just us looking at our own website. That's still, you at least know how many views you're getting per month and you know where that traffic might be coming from. So that's a start. Don't be afraid of the numbers just because they look, you might think that your competitor has better numbers, but don't be afraid to regularly go in and check them. Just like you should be checking your financials for a business, you should be checking your numbers for analytics. And just embrace that, the power that analytics provide to you. And it's not really a daunting task. It might take you a little longer to get used to the platforms and going through, for example, Google Analytics or Search Console. But once you get the hang of it, it should just really be a quick 30-minute task, just kind of overview of what's going on. Yes, you can dive in deeper, but just take 30 minutes, put it on your calendar at least once a month, and then set those clear goals. So choose the right tools and interpret the data strategically and consistently over time and just iterate. It's definitely a journey. It's a continuous improvement that really pays off in the long run. It's a marathon, but it will help you create very important business decisions based off of how your marketing is doing and how your podcast is doing, how to promote. And that way, if you work with an agency, you come to us and you want to work alongside us, you understand exactly when we say, hey, we're going to run an A-B test. You'll say, okay, that's perfect. I have some analytics to back that up. And then you can play the game in the long term.
Yeah. Your advice there is the same as we talk about for podcasters too, for their analytics for the specific episodes. You can be disenfranchised, unhappy, unsatisfied with the numbers on each episode, but it's the long run. It's how do they work in the long run? Even digging into more than just downloads about where are they listening? How long do they listen to? So it's the same concept. It's exactly the same concept. Just have patience with everything you do because the analytics will eventually tell you a story. It's just got to wait. You have to wait for it a little bit for it to create a story for you. Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't take anything else away from this, if you say, you know what, I just do not have the time to look at analytics, just make sure you're tracking it and that it's all installed. That way, later on in 2 years, when your podcast is a little bit more streamlined, it's booming, you've hired someone like Brett to take care of it, you can now go back historically and say, okay, 2-3 years ago, what were we doing? How are we performing? And then now that I have more bandwidth to write blog articles, focus on SEO, or go out into the networking community, how has it changed? And so even if you take nothing away, just make sure you're recording those numbers somewhere.
Exactly. So our listener has an interest. They want to get a hold of you because they're ready. They, if nothing else, they want to do an A-B test. You're just excited about saying, this sounds fun. Let's do it. I want to know what's going on with it. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So if you want to run an A-B test, want me to explain some jargon, or you want to download a freebie, you can go to roblessdesigns.com. For that freebie, it's roblessdesigns.com/checklist. You can also find us on Instagram at Robles Design Studio, where we post a ton of funny reels and things like that. But definitely get in touch with me, even if it's just with a list of jargon that you want explained. I'm more than happy to.
That sounds good. And if you get a podcast going right now and you want someone to listen to it, or you've got a podcast website, you want them to take a look at it, you know, they have a combination of both. We're doing audits. Go to circle270media.com and let's audit your podcast, because it could be a combination of the podcast as well as the podcast website, lots of other things. I mean, that's why we have the Circle of Experts, is because we all come together and we offer different pieces to help you get your podcast going where it needs to go, your business where it needs to go. And usually those two work together. So you can go to circle270media.com to get that together for us. So Yasmin, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.